Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. One of the films receiving Academy Award nominations is Nebraska. It has six nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actress. The film is the story of an aging man played by Bruce Dern who travels from Montana to Lincoln, Nebraska to collect $1 million he believes he won in a sweepstakes letter. His son, played by Will Forte, accompanies his father on the journey even though he knows the letter is a scam. Nebraska includes a small role played by Sioux Falls actor Kevin Kunkel, who's also a Bales bondsman. He joins us on the line, and Kevin, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, I'm assuming it must have been rather exciting last week when the Academy Award nominations came out.
Oh, yeah, that was a thrill. I was so happy to hear that it was nominated for so many things.
Well, how did you get a role in the movie to begin with?
It was just dumb luck.
Uh-huh.
I saw a story on Facebook describing the movie and the fact that it was being shot down in Nebraska and everything like this, and it was being shot by this director named Alexander Payne, and down at the very bottom of the article, it said, if you're interested in being an extra, send an email to this person. And so I did, and I sent her my headshot and my resume, and they called me and wanted me to read for a part. So it was just dumb luck.
And who do you play? What is the part that you have in Nebraska?
I play Cousin Randy. I am Bruce Dern's nephew.
And do you want some of that money?
Yes, actually, I do. That's I'm the jerk of the family. I'm the first one to really put a bite on him and say, hey, you know, why don't you spread a little of it our way?
Was that a fun role to have?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. It was just, the whole thing was just a thrill.
Where was this was filmed down in Nebraska?
Yep, it was filmed just outside of Norfolk, and I don't even remember the name of the town that we shot in. But it was just a tiny little town.
And how many days were you on the set?
About 3.5.
3.5. Did you have much time to spend with the film's star, Bruce Dern?
You bet. Bruce and I would talk, and he'd tell me stories about Hollywood, and he would tell me about why we would talk about fishing and things like that. And just he's just a real nice guy, you know, just a real regular guy.
Was it kind of scary, or were you anxious when your first day on the set?
Sure. At first, well, what you do first is you have a read-through where everybody gets together and reads through the script. And then I didn't need to show up on the set for about another month and a half, I think it was. And so, of course, you know, the first day I was there, I was very anxious and, you know, intimidated. And then you meet these people and you realize, you know, they're just regular people just like you and me. You know, this just happens to be their job.
Now, your work as an actor, this is something that you've been doing for a long time?
Since I was about 11.
And how did that all happen?
My dad got me into it, actually. He saw that the Sioux Falls Community Playhouse was going to be doing a Finian's Rainbow for the children's theater. And he encouraged me to go down there and get a part, and I was sort of reluctant, but he then strongly encouraged me to go down there and get a part. And it turned out to be something that I really love doing. I mean, I love the whole process from audition to rehearsal to performance, and, you know, I always have. And, you know, I found what I like to do.
Now, most recently, you were in the Sioux Empire Community Theater's production of To Kill a Mockingbird. That was this past fall. How often are you on stage?
If they do a show that I want to do, then I'll go audition. But I don't audition for every show. Once a year, maybe a couple times a year.
Has going back to when you were 11 years old, did you still get the same thrill today, 40 years later?
You know, I really do, because I enjoy it so much. It's It never gets old. You know, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the rehearsals. It never gets old for me, you know. So, and I suppose if it did, I probably wouldn't do it anymore.
Now, we're talking about your work on the stage, your appearance in Nebraska. Is that film? Is that something that you've done quite a bit?
I've done a lot of local independent films. in South Dakota and some in Minnesota. And, you know, that's how I got my start in films. And, of course, everything you do, you put on your resume, and everything on your resume is experience. And every little bit of experience you can get, I think, just makes you a little bit better actor.
So now you can put Nebraska on your resume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to put it there in a bold type.
Well, what's it like to, you know, how's that whole film experience compare with being on stage in the theater? Is acting, or is it a little different when you're behind the camera?
No, it's acting for the camera is much different. because on the stage you have to be much bigger and bolder, where on film you can be more subtle. And also on the stage, you know, when you're performing a show, you've got one shot at hitting this line right or this joke right or whatever. Whereas, you know, in film, you can do it 100 times if you want. So, but I enjoy them both. I think I enjoy movies more because I'm more of a subtle actor. Mm-hmm. I'm not a great big bold, you know, like Jim Carrey, you know, huge and animated. You know, I'm more subtleties.
Now, the movie that you're appearing in, Nebraska, has been out for a couple of months now. I think it's just getting to Sioux Falls. How many times have you seen the movie?
I've seen it 3 times, and I plan on going again. Mm-hmm. Because it is one of those movies that you can watch a few times and still get different things out of it.
What was it like when you first saw the movie?
Excuse me. I was sitting in the audience, and the lights were coming down, and then I started to get nervous because I hadn't seen it yet, and I knew it would be good, but you just never know. And then it started, and then of course I was waiting for my part to come on, and so I didn't really get to enjoy it until the second time I saw it, But there's parts in there that will go down in comedy as true classics. There's one, when June Squibb is out at the cemetery, and she sees the grave of an old boyfriend. That's just hilarious. And then it's going to be a classic piece of comedy is when it's what I call the compressor scene. And I'm not going to tell you more about that because it would ruin it. But it is just hysterical.
What's been some of the reactions from your friends and family about your role in the film?
Oh, they're all so happy for me, and that's so nice, you know, that they are happy for me, and you know, because they know that this is something that I've dreamed of doing forever, and it's always been a dream of mine, and you know it. Most people don't get to see their dreams come true. And so I feel very fortunate, very, very fortunate that I've gotten to see mine come true.
Now, I was reading that you sent the trailer around to family and friends, and your mother saw it, and she didn't recognize you?
She didn't recognize me, no. And she's known me my whole life.
Yeah.
Well, in the movie, I shaved. I've had a mustache and a goatee for forever, and I shaved it off because Alexander wanted me to be clean shaven, and so I sent the trailer to my brothers and my mom, and a few days later, my mom and I were talking. I said, "Hey, did you get that trailer?" I said, "Oh yeah, boy, I like that. You know that? I love that Will Forte. He's so nice." And I said, "Yeah." Well, and I was waiting for her to mention me, and she didn't. And I said, "Well, what did you think about, you know, my part in the movie?" "Well, you weren't in it." I said, "Mom, I'm in it like 4 times. You see my face clearly 4 times." And she went back and she watched and she called me back and said, "Oh my God, I would have never recognized you."